Prayer. Mark is going to be down front. I'll be down here on the front row as well. If you need to come to Christ even for the first time, or if you just want to grab Mark or grab anyone else and say, hey, we need to pray. Let's settle this at God's altar. Let's come and let's do that. But right now, as they get in place, will you bow and will you pray with me? Father, I thank you for your all-sufficient word that reminds us that we are to be unified as you and your Son and your Spirit are. May we display Christ-like character to the world around us, and that starts right here in this room as the church. Lord, if there's someone here who needs to come and profess Christ even for the first time, I pray that they would seek us out, or if we just need to come and pray and fill up these steps, may we do so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's sing. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try. Today, whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way. Thompson.
Good morning. I'm Deacon of the Week, and if there's anything that I or the other deacons can do for you, please call us. It's a blessing to see these pews full today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning just thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. Lord, I thank you for this day, what it means to our church. I thank you for our pastor search committee, Lord, the diligence that they had to follow you. I thank you for the pastor that we're going to vote on today, Lord, for their willingness to follow your call. I just ask that you strengthen and be with them. Lord, just be around our church as we vote, and we vote with our hearts. Now, as we come to give back a portion that you've given us, I just ask that we give it with the heart that you gave to us, and that all glorify your kingdom. I ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. You all may be seated. There are different ways listed up here to give. For those of y'all who may not, we have a box right out here in the corner next to the Welcome Center. If you brought an offering and you haven't been able to give that, you can do that on the way out this morning.
Well, the Pastor Search Committee, we took our ballots. Our church constitution bylaws requires a 75% approval to hire. We were 99.9% approval. I would like to introduce Fairlawn Baptist Church new pastor, Kyle Neal, Kristen Claire, Graceland, Kobe, and Brady. I think Kyle would like to, was wanting to say something down here, up here, whatever you want to do, brother.
I'm on. Well, I feel like we just got married, like shaking everybody's hands and everybody like cheering and clapping. Like, what a reception. Thank y'all so much. I mean, this is right, y'all. This is right. What a ham for the camera. I mean, come on. Nobody will probably hear what I say now, but I meant what I said a half an hour ago of thank you for praying for us before you even knew us. Thank you for supporting us and loving us and caring for us this whole weekend. Thank you for loving my kids and family well this whole weekend. Your love has been very, very evident to me. For months, Kristen and I have felt called specifically to this place, to be with this group of people, this body of believers, and God affirmed that yet again this morning by this vote and this calling, and I'm ready to be here with you all. We are ready to be here with you all.
Amen.
If I could ask you to pray for two specific things. One is that we need a place to live. No big deal. So if you know of an accommodating three-bedroom that would make way for a family of six, holler at me, give me a text, a call, something like that. We would love to live on this end of town. And the south side said amen. I mean, we really would like to be closer to the church. Again, south side, Lubeck area, anywhere that's, you know, on this end of town, so to speak. We would love to be here. Second prayer request is pray for our home church. They don't know anything yet. Please don't put it on blast on the internet and go run and tell anybody back home if you know of folks back home. I know some of you do, but our plan is to announce that at next Sunday service to them. Emmanuel has been my only church. It's my home church and only church, and I've been on staff for 10 years. So that's going to be hard, and we'll take that out of the budget. But keep praying for us, but pray for my kids even more. Pray for my kids, and I believe you will. And again, Thank you for the love and support and the encouragement that you've given us the past few months and this weekend. We can't thank y'all enough, and you really do already feel like family. And yeah, Dave, that's all I got, brother.
Okay, well, I'll close this out in prayer, and if you want to come around, shake his hand, high five, whatever, we're excited. So I'll close this. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for this journey that you put us through, the trials that we endured, and dear Lord, you are true to your word, that we stay obedient and look into you. You will answer our prayers.